60 seconds away from your shock caller question of the day. It's Brooke and Jubal in the morning. But first, you know, I don't know a lot about college.
Yeah. I don't think anyone's shocked by that announcement.
I can barely spell it. I start with the K, and then I can hardly remember the rest of numbers.
Or
letters. Numbers. What are they? I don't know. But I do know there's a few respected universities for journalism around this great country of ours.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
There's Northwestern University. That's a big one. Mm-hmm. Boston University. Another big journalism school. El Camino Community College for Refrigerator Repair.
Well,
no,
you know what? Hey, listen. Takes all walks of life.
Mm-hmm. But there's none more prestigious for people in our industry than Syracuse University.
Yeah, it's true. Wow.
They are some of the best have gone there. Yeah, Bob Costas, a lot of people. Many of America's most respected journalists in both radio and film have graduated from Syracuse. And you're probably wondering why I'm talking about a random, well-respected college with integrity and fortitude.
Yeah, that has nothing to do with our show.
And are they paying you at this point?
Right?
I mean, I don't think they
want commercial.
You to talk about them, by the way,
so
but
go to
okay.
Syracuse. Yeah. Syracuse.com.
Well, actually, they do want me to talk about them because recently they approached me, one of the up and coming radio celebrities in the radio world, to speak at the school in front of hundreds of broadcasting students and alumni.
Are you joking?
No way.
I'm not joking.
You
I'm not
are
making
joking.
It up. No.
What? What?
Okay, listen.
What?
You troll entire
okay,
cities.
Okay, and how are they talking to you before? I'm the only one here that actually went to college, that has a degree, that was in a journalism school.
Well, hey, in my defense, I really thought that it would be cool to go there, and I applied, and they sent me back a letter that said absolutely not. Because I did not have grades to get into any school, really.
Oh, wait, you actually even applied to go to Syracuse and you got
I
turned
I think
down?
I did. I think I wanted to, but I didn't actually go through with it.
Yeah, it sounds
kind of
like
a follow through.
Really good school.
That you would have never gotten around to.
Yeah. Anyway, yeah, they hit me up. They contacted me. I'm supposed to talk for about 20 minutes, and the only guidelines they gave me was that I'm supposed to inspire and encourage the youth to go out and follow their dreams and change the radio.
This is bull crap, okay? I did a Skype interview with my journalism school. And I don't think they were very happy with me, by the way. I mean, I'm just going to give you a little tidbit. When you talk to college kids, they don't look up from their desk, and they all look like they're asleep.
Okay. Yeah, this is at some banquet. I don't know. I don't even know.
Wow.
They said, do you
want
to come speak at Syracuse in March in front of alumni and students? I was like, let me check my schedule. Possibly. So if anybody has any inspiring or encouraging words...
Lord.
I don't know any inspiring or encouraging words, so send them to the text board because I got nothing. I need 20 minutes of material.
I cannot believe this.
Just do some stand-up, bro.
I am outraged.
What I should probably tell the students at Syracuse is if you want to be successful in the radio industry, shock yourself with a shock caller every morning. So let's get into the shock caller question of the day. Young Jeffrey has come to the studio with a hat full of names. We'll draw a name out of the hat to see who will put on the shock caller today. They're asked a trivia question. If they get it right, they don't get shocked. Jeff does because he asked a terrible question. If they get it wrong, they get shocked to the song that you want us to sing. Text in at 78592. What song do you want to hear from the person who gets shocked today? Jose is drawing a name out of that because he had the shock caller last. And who'd you get?
I got Brooke Fox.
Yeah.
Brooke.
Insult to injury. Listen, I don't even want to talk at Syracuse, okay? Because my journalism school is better than yours. So screw you, Syracuse.
Putting the shock caller on while she does that. Jeff, please. Read Brooke the shock caller question of the day.
A recent survey asked thousands of American parents to share details about when, where, and how they conceived their first children. They found out some interesting things, like 53% of couples say their first pregnancy was planned, 11% of Americans conceived while on vacation, and 1% of parents say they conceived during their honeymoon. But the survey also found there's one holiday that stood out as the number one time of year for parents to conceive a child, with 17.7% saying this is when it happened for them. What holiday is it?
Okay. So, what holiday? My first thought is I'm going to go backwards and I'm going to think about the most popular months to be born. And I know that like September is a huge time, right?
Mm-hmm.
Because
it's
that is 9 months after New Year's Eve.
Ooh, okay.
Oh, yeah.
And
right?
Close to Christmas.
Yeah. I don't think it's Christmas. I think there's like the stress of Christmas, you know, and you like you're with your families. So you have to like do it some back room or on a pullout couch, yeah. Quietly. Because if you're the couple without kids yet, you always get relegated to the pullout couch.
No, that makes
Easter?
Sense.
No, what?
Easter.
Okay.
The whole he is risen.
No.
That is a different type of risen.
Everything's
Yep. Different type.
But
there is a lot of eggs during that time too.
Yeah, see, you got all kinds of stuff.
It's got to be a holiday where you have a lot of fun and you're like in the mood. I think I got it. The holiday everyone drinks the most, 4th of July.
No.
It's hot, it's in the summer, you're already half naked, you're in shorts and a tank top. Not you have some beers in you, all of a sudden fireworks are going off in more than one location, you know what I'm saying?
I'm trying to figure out when that would put birthdays, and I don't think that's right.
You don't think so?
No. Okay. My other thought is Valentine's Day, because it's a romantic holiday.
Ooh, that's really good.
Right?
Yeah.
Same thing.
I hear a lot of people.
Drinks flowing. You always have the night off.
Yeah.
That's
I hear that a lot of couples
good.
Are hanging out that night.
Uh-huh. I'm actually go New Year's Eve.
New Year's.
Yeah. Because I know September is like one of the most popular birth months.
A recent nationwide survey found the most common national holidays for when people conceive their children the most. Number 3 is Christmas at 14.7%. Number 2, Valentine's Day at 17.3%.
Come on, easy.
And the number 1 most common holiday for conceiving children in America, since on average, Americans get 3.5 days off for this celebration.
Uh-oh.
There's more time to reconnect with your significant other and less time to move around because you're stuffed full of food.
Uh-oh.
Most babies in America are conceived during Thanksgiving.
Ah!
Really?
Recount.
Wow.
I want a recount.
That's the last thing I've ever wanted to do on Thanksgiving after dinner.
I know.
All right, you got it wrong. And somebody on the text board wanted to hear Silent Night. So you can sing that before you get shot.
Silent night, holy night.
All right, your phone tap's coming up in just a few minutes. It's Brooke and Jubal in the morning.
Moving 92.5 is...